And now, a commentary from Chris Fitzsimon, the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
It hasn't received much attention, but there is a partisan pettiness in this year's state Senate budget that demeans North Carolina. It eliminates the job of specific state employees in the Department of Environmental Quality and Department of Public Instruction, while also making major cuts to both departments. There's a gratuitous $4 million cut to the law school at UNC Chapel Hill, which comes to 30% of its funding, while $3 million is spent on a new medical residency program for the medical school at Campbell University, a private institution. Meanwhile, Senate leaders did manage to come up with the money to pay for a new executive protective detail for Lieutenant Governor Dan Forrest and his family. Republican Superintendent of Public Instruction Mark Johnson gets new staff positions under his control, while the State Board of Education has its staff reduced. Reportedly, House leaders work closely with Senate budget writers in their secret meetings to put this plan together. Let's hope not. There's still time for the folks running the House to come to their senses and start over with their budget. And that's exactly what they should do. I'm Chris Fitzsimon.